You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Fred Flight substituting for Frank Gaffney. Our next guest is a special guest, in my opinion. He is John Gaunt, a veteran British journalist. He is founder of the John Gaunt podcast. He's a weekly reviewer on Sky News Sunrise, contributor to Question Time, Countdown, Daily Politics on BBC News. He's also worked for BBC London. Now, I've done a lot of interviews with broadcasters from the UK, and I got to tell you, they're usually snide and sarcastic liberals who are treating me like the dumb American. Mr. Gaunt is very different. He's a conservative who understands the threat from radical Islam. He's been very outspoken, and I was so honored when he invited me to be on his radio show. And John, I'm so happy you agreed to be on mine this morning. Welcome.
Welcome to you as well, and I take it as a great compliment, and I always find it refreshing to talk to American DJs and also American talk jocks and also to the American public, because I think in America you're getting this much better than the British, and certainly much better than the British lamestream media.
Well, John, just before we started, you mentioned the latest outrage of Islamist violence in the UK. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, this is an absolutely horrendous story. I guess many of your listeners will remember that we had an incident in Rochdale where over 1,400 white girls had been savagely and repeatedly raped by a Muslim Pakistani gang of middle-aged men. A lot of the establishment turned a blind eye to it. The police did nothing. The social services did nothing. The politicians were scared to intervene. When anyone put their head above the parapet and said, look, this is a Muslim problem, they were accused of being an Islamophobe, whatever that is, or a racist. I don't quite understand how you can be racist to Muslims. They're not a race. But anyway, these girls continue to get raped. And then there was an outrage. And of course, as per usual, the establishment said this must never happen again. Well, subsequently, we found out this has been happening in many of our major cities, Coventry, Oxford, Birmingham, London, Aylesbury. And the latest one is Newcastle upon Tyne. We've just had 18 men, and every single one of these men is of Pakistani origin. They are British citizens, and the thing that unites them, they are all Muslims. There was one white English girl, 18, who was procuring these young girls for them. But let me tell you, one of these girls said she was repeatedly raped as if she was in a relay race. These men have just been convicted. They are going to be sentenced later this week. Meanwhile, in the lamestream media, on the BBC, they're discussing whether or not it's racist to describe these men as Muslims, when that is what they blooming well are. People are standing on politically correct eggshells whilst white girls are being raped and sexually abused on an industrial scale. And you know what? No one's investigating. No one's trying to work out about the elephant in the room to ask why are these Muslim men treating white girls as if they're trash. In court, one of them said they are just trash. They're there to be used. We need to find out why that's happening. I'm not in any way suggesting that all Muslim men are rapists, but we seem to have a problem here. And we do know through history that rape has been used by Islamists as a weapon of war.
Well, John, I would like to ask you about a leading British citizen who I think you probably have a few things to say, and that is London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Now, Sadiq Khan said a couple of years ago that terrorism is part and parcel of living in a big city. But that's not the comment I want you to dwell on. The comment I want you to dwell on concerns his statements after a recent terrorist attack in London, when he said, we cannot let Donald Trump divide British society. You see, John, I think British society is already divided when we have Muslim communities that are being governed by Sharia law and refuse to integrate. So give us your thoughts for the American people about Sadiq Khan in this situation.
Well, we do live in a divided country, but it isn't divided just down race lines. It's not black versus white or Asians versus white. And this is why this rape story gets on my nerves. The lamestream media always described them as Asian. My daughter has a boyfriend who's Asian. He's a Hindu. These men are not Asian. We can describe them. They are Muslim. And so the divide in our country is really between the Muslims and the rest of us. Because Hindus came to our country, Sikhs have come to our country, Jews, and I could go on. And these people have all integrated. Of course, they've kept their own culture, their own language, and some of their own customs. But first and foremost now, they're British. However, going back to Tony Blair, it would appear that Tony Blair and Mandelson, they had this view that actually Muslims didn't have to integrate. So there are parts of Birmingham, parts of London, which are like downtown Islamabad. And that's the problem. There are massive areas of London like this. And also, we've got this terrible epidemic at the moment. It was described as an epidemic by the leading burns surgeon in a London hospital, an epidemic of acid attacks, but all happening in that area. You've got to ask why. And then we've got a mayor. We've got a mayor, and you call him Sadiq Khan. I call him Sadiq Khan't, because he can't do anything. He can't govern this city. This is a man who says he doesn't want the leader of the free world, the democratically elected Donald J. Trump, to come to our country, despite the fact that our Prime Minister, Theresa May, and despite the fact that Her Majesty the Queen personally invited Donald Trump to come, he has put the kibosh on it. He says that Donald Trump divides. No, it's Sadiq Khan't who divides our country. We want Donald Trump to come here. We need to have a trade deal with the United States of America. We're going to need it when we leave the EU. But this jumped up little pipsqueak, the son of a Pakistani bus driver, has basically flipped the bird, to use an American expression, to the most powerful man in the world. And then we have an epidemic, as I say, of acid attacks, and an epidemic at the moment of knife crime in our beautiful capital city. And his answer is, it's all YouTube's fault. We must take down videos on YouTube. It's laughable, but it's also scary. This man, he has turned London, he's turning it into a third world cesspit. And he has to be stopped. Yes, he's elected democratically as the mayor, but he speaks as if he's speaking on behalf of the whole of Britain. And just before I finish on Sadiq Khan, the most worrying thing is, he stops Donald Trump coming to visit London, but then he allows a march, the Al-Quds March, where he allows the flag of Hamas to be paraded through the streets of London, a terrorist organization. And when people led by the Jewish community complain about this and say, look, the flag should be banned, he hides behind, oh, there's two types of flag, and one's a political and one's the terrorist flag. However, the flag that was paraded, as you probably well know, has an A-47 machine gun on it. So he's allowing a terrorist flag to be paraded, but he somehow thinks Donald Trump is a danger.
Well, John Gaunt, thank you so much for your comments on this. I think you've really illuminated the American people about the threat of Islamism in Europe. Could you tell the American people where they can listen to your podcast?
Yeah, sure. I do a live show every day on British time between 4 and 6 in the afternoon. But every single show is then made into 3 podcasts. You can get all of my podcasts, download them for free at www.johngaunt.com. And there's no H in John. It's short for Jonathan. johngaunt.com. We would love to have your contributions.
Thank you, John. This is Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney of Secure Freedom Radio. Next up, Ambassador John Bolton. Stay tuned.